looking this first session of four. We're looking at Romans chapter 5. And this particular one will be on verses 1 through 5, which I've called Peace with God. So let's start at verse 22, and we'll read that in just a minute, because verse 22 of chapter 4 will lead us into what's happening in verse 1 of chapter 5. So I'm excited to get to Romans chapter 5, because in this chapter is the verse which opened my eyes, the verse which brought me to faith in Christ at age 13. Like most of you, you have a story to tell, and so do I. Stay with me for the four sessions of chapter 5. My story will be in part 2 next week. Sorry about that. You'll have to wait till next week to hear it, and also in week 4. But we'll get there. So chapter 5 starts with, therefore, yes, like all the speakers you have ever heard in the past in your churches, therefore is there for a reason. So let's start with chapter 4, verse 22, and then lead up to this. So if we look at Romans 4, we're starting with 22, and it's talking about Abraham and Abraham's faith. And that is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words "it was counted to him" were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also, or yours. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Now, in this, just as a little aside here, trespasses, that word comes up many times in chapter 5, and I'll probably start substituting sin just to kind of minimize some of the confusion over saying trespass over and over and over again. So, who was delivered up for our sin and raised for our justification. Therefore, in verse 1 of chapter 5, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith unto his grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. Well, that's an interesting idea, isn't it? We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So, delivered by God, in Romans 4 leading to Romans 5, delivered up by God. God did it. Christ was obedient and raised up again by God forever at his resurrection and for our justification, to make us acceptable and usable for him. We are justified by faith. Faith in what? In what he did for me, not what I'm doing for him. This truth, when I understood it, changed my entire life. I realized that my salvation is a free gift. For by grace you are saved, the scripture teaches. It's a free gift. And grace, the root word means a gift. I have a story to tell you about this too. Stay with me through this series. Verse 2 talks about standing securely in him. Then it tells us we can rejoice in hope. This hope is something dependable. We can trust it even in suffering. It's not a hope that is temporary or inconsistent. It's not a hope that the car will start just because it does usually every morning. It's a hope that's always true eternally. It's not a maybe. So, Father, to know that and we can trust in your word, we can trust in what you did, we can trust in the example of the faith of Abraham, and know that you're there for us. You desire to forgive us. You desire to love us. You desire to use us. And what a great blessing that is as we look further into your word. And we pray that we would grow in our faith and acquire some of that faith that you gave to Abraham, because trusting in you is a trustworthy endeavor. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.